Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's go back to elementary school here for just a couple of seconds here, or even like kindergarten or pre-K, right? There was something really special about picture day.
Yeah.
Remember, well, man?
Yeah, you had to make sure that you had your whole outfit picked out. It was going to be the right shirt.
Yeah.
And you got to leave class to go take your picture, which right. That was always fun.
Yeah. I mean, and your parents used to put pressure on you back in the day to look good. I mean, that is going to be your legacy. From kindergarten or whatever, there's way more pressure now for kids with this photo, and we'll tell you why in a second. You remember picture day? Because it was only a couple years ago for you.
Oh, I had a horrible experience on picture day. In eighth grade, I went and got my hair cut before picture day, because that's what you do.
Uh-huh.
And I told this lady I wanted layers in my hair, and she thought layers meant starting at the top of your head, so I look like a poodle because the layers started as bangs all the way down my face. I wish that you could see my hand motions, but it was layer.
Damn.
I looked like a freaking poodle, so I had to pull my hair back in a clip for my eighth grade picture. It was miserable.
See, now, and that's when it's so important,
yes.
To a girl in the eighth grade, I don't think that there's a whole lot more important than your hair and your social standing.
Right.
So that is horrifying.
Scarred for life. Oh. I'm not even kidding. Scarred.
Yeah, it's one thing in the eighth grade when you're like self-conscious about it, but when you get down to like the pre-K or kindergarten or elementary school, you don't care. I mean, you're showing up. You're getting your picture
taken. Well,
then
it's about your then it's about your mom and dad,
right?
Which is what you're going to talk about with this thing. It's about mom and dad making sure in second grade because they're going to be giving. That's when you get 1 5x7. For you,
and right.
One for grandma
wallets.
And grandpa,
yep.
One for other grandma and grandpa, and then like a deck of cards sized thing of wallet pictures, and they're handing them out to people on
right.
The streets, like when you go to Vegas and they're giving you the hooker things. Same thing. Your parents are on the streets with the little five little wallet sized 1x2
pictures, little white
yeah.
Trims all around.
Yes.
Them, right?
And there's always inevitably a missing tooth.
Yeah, which was cool.
and the concentration on mom's face when she had to cut the wallet sized ones apart because. She did not want to waste.
That's true.
At least I know Donna.
Not even a centimeter, man.
I know Donna wanted to be right down the middle of that white space in between. And God forbid they accidentally slip and damage one of those pictures. And, you know, that'll cost him 11 cents.
The thing that used to be endearing about him, at least when you look back at him, though, is really the imperfection in him. Like Jen said, you know, like the missing tooth or a hair being out of place or.
Yeah, or like the cowlick on the little boys' pictures. They always had some sort of like something sticking up.
That's what makes them cute, you know, because
yeah.
They're 5 years old or 6 years old.
I liked a free comb. Always got a free comb.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You must have lived in the rich side of Rochester.
The only time that they pulled out combs
Syracuse.
For us was in the.
We were together for 7 years. Syracuse. I've never once said you grew up in Los Angeles.
It's the same thing. Rochester, Syracuse, upstate New York is all the same thing.
Syracuse.
Yeah.
And what is her name?
That is Wendy.
Okay, very good.
It's all the same thing up
well,
there.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't get a you know a comb when you were you know in Modesto.
It's not the same. Upstate New York is upstate New York, man.
California is California.
That's not true. That's a legitimate state.
No, it's
Hey, Angie, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to say that today's, I'm in eighth grade, and today's actually my picture day. And it is so much pressure on, like, especially the girls, because you just have to look perfect for the
yeah.
Guys, for everything.
Get your hair done, pick out a sexy
yeah,
shirt.
And, especially since, like, the people who take your picture are so weird. And then, like, your perfect is perfect, and then they, like, make you move, and it just ruins it all.
Right, like, you have the perfect pose,
true.
Right? When the hair is all perfect,
yeah.
And then they make you, like, do that neck twist thing, and it jacks the whole angle up, right?
Yeah, it's just horrible.
I remember one year in middle school that they made us do it after P.E.
Oh,
why would you do that? Well, maybe like, the thinking was you were going to get, like, you take a shower and do everything and get
yourself I guess they just sent us to PE, and it was just, like, the timing of our class or whatever. It was going to be picture day after that.
We didn't shower after sixth grade PE.
Mm-mm. I don't think we did either.
Yeah.
I mean, it certainly was offered. You just were too insecure to get naked in a shower. Are you kidding?
I don't even think it was offered.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah. We were just stinky.
Mm-hmm. Sixth grade PE is when we were just playing with the giant parachute, I think. I don't think they're doing, I don't think they're doing anything.
Yeah. We're doing Jeff anything. Right
it's, not like we were outside sliding into home.
Angie, how long have you had your outfit picked out for?
I actually stayed up last night till like, 11, and I just woke up like at 5:15-ish, and I took a shower, so like my hair is like perfectly blow-dried. And just perfect, and yeah, I usually wake up like at 7.
It's always the trendiest outfit, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are you wearing? Like, give like from head to toe. What are you wearing for picture day today?
Let's see. I'm wearing like these really cute skinny like black jeans with this like patterned yellow shirt. It's really pretty, but you have to see it.
What Jessica Simpson wore when she was over in Iraq.
The thing is, you're going to look back at those pictures in 15 years and go, what was I doing?
Yeah, I know.
What was I thinking?
We had a kid in our school who, and this is the senior pictures that he took, but he had ADD issues, and he got mad and smashed the foam 91.
Oh, no.
The what?
The big
the
giant
foam 91.
Foam. Oh, the big giant foam. He got all mad.
Is that the year you graduated?
Uh-huh.
He had ADD issues. Sounds like he had bigger issues than that.
Well, they led to anger issues, but they kept reposing him, and he, this poor guy. It's so funny now that I say it out loud. He actually practiced his pose.
Oh, no.
And he apparently had people over at his house helping him practice his pose.
Dude, that's a
because he was a bigger guy, and the photo guy kept saying, "No, I want you to do it like this." And he wanted the standard, you know, thoughtful, pensive hand on the elbow. And the guy didn't want to do that; like he wanted his elbows on his shoulders. And then finally, he just said, "No, I'm not going to do that." And he stood up and he started stomping around, and he took the folding metal chair and he smashed the foam 91. And nobody else could get their pictures done that day because they didn't have another 9.
What was the dude's name? Because you know his first and last name.
I can't say because I know somebody from my high school. I graduated with 60 people, and one of the idiots moves to Atlanta. What the hell? I got stories about Wayne Sterling I want to tell people. Get out of town.
Hey, Billy Joe, you're on Q100, hey?
Hey there. When I was in about first grade, a couple nights before picture day, I'd discovered that I wanted to cut my own hair, and I had bangs probably about a half an inch short. And then I ended up getting in a fight with the neighborhood boys, and they beat the living stuff out of me and gave me 2 black eyes and a busted lip. And when I got my pictures back, my mom just cried.
Aww. Here's where we're kind of going with this, because there's an article in Newsweek now that says there's a huge industry for different photo studios that are touching up those pictures so you look absolutely perfect. So if this was back in the day, you'd show
it'd
up
take
with your
a lot of touch up for that one.
Yeah, you'd show up with your black eyes and your hair all jacked up and stuff, and then your parents would go and they would pay $7 and they would touch up your pictures to where they were absolutely perfect.
And we're talking about like first and second graders here.
Yeah, it's mostly like 6 and 7 and 8 year olds.
Yes, and I mean I don't know. I mean there's so many kids at that age that figure, we can cut our own hair. We don't need someone else to do it.
We should put up our own gallery of really jacked up
that would be hilarious.
Kid photo pictures and put them up online. Like yours has got to be the first one with the 2 black eyes.
Like we did the scary Santas.
Yeah. See, like the two black
well, my
eyes.
Mom passed away about 7 years ago, and I'd have to really look for those pictures.
I almost get that, though. Like, if you had a big black eye or a big scratch on your face or something, like from falling off your bike, I almost understand that. But we're talking about everyday, normal kid photos where they're like, well, let's just airbrush those freckles because those aren't so perfect.
Yeah, here's what it says in Newsweek, that photo agencies and a horde of websites now offer retouching services that allow students to wipe out their every imperfection. Parents are signing up their children at younger and younger ages. One kid says, I have a 12-year-old, and I'd be afraid that if I asked for the retouching, she'd think that she just wasn't good enough, so she won't get her kid's picture retouched. The rise in airbrushing is a byproduct of a culture consumed with the idea that the body is perfectible. And all of these parents now, and they say about 50% in Philadelphia now, are taking their kids in to have their pictures retouched.
And you know that's not for black eyes or scratches. No. You know that's for everyday just skin stuff, or you know, or like
the stray hairs,
yeah,
or
the cowlick or whatever,
which is what makes it so cute
and charming.
Hey, Jennifer, you're on Q100.
Hey there, how you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
Cleavage on a third grader.
Oh, Jeff Dollar, you did not even just think of that. Please, TiVo, because that did not just happen.
Well, because of all the hormones in milk now?
Yeah. I mean, you do!
It's there anyway.
No, I think it's not that. It's the fact that there's going to be other. There's going to be another.
Don't.
A 10-year-old girl who's got starting to get some, and then the mom's going to be like.
No, you did not even just
can
say
you
that.
Put shadows in there?
No.
Hey,
no.
Jennifer, what's up?
I want to take my pictures, have a 6-pack hairbrushed in. I'm gonna be a cut first grader.
What's going on, Jennifer?
Oh my god! My next door neighbor had his school picture taken with his shirt off.
No.
Yeah, when he was in third grade, because
that's a kid that definitely ended up on Cops.
I forgot about that.
Or working at Sweeney Richards.
What's going on, Jennifer?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
My son, he's 10 years old, and he forgot to tell me that picture day was that morning. And the night before, he's mixed, so he's got really curly hair. And we took out his corn rolls and forgot. And his T-shirt said, "I'm with the circus."
See, that's classic, though. That's a classic.
I would keep it, man. I would keep it.
He will love that when he's older.
Well, he was there right now, though.
That's beautiful.
So you would just airbrush
it away. Save it.
Just airbrush out the slogan on the shirt, and that's the best you can do.
Oh, this is beautiful. Hey, Lynn, good morning. You'll be the last call. What's going on?
I am a first grade teacher, and I have 15 kids in my class. 14 parents out of all 15 wanted their pictures retouched. They wanted teeth put back in. They wanted freckles taken out. There was one girl that had back fat they wanted taken out.
Oh, no. And these kids are how old?
Oh, no.
They're 6 turning 7.
Just out of curiosity, what kind of school pictures are you taking where the back fat shows up?
It was the one where you have to turn, you know, and your head back over your shoulder.
Yes, and you get that side shot. And the parents said, "I want my kids' back fat taken out."
Yeah, and in fact, the digital photographer that did it said he wouldn't do that. So I was proud of that.
Good. But, very good.
And is this like a very elite part of town, or is this a pretty common area?
It's a private school, I'll say that. So the parents are well off. But, I mean, their kids are 6. Let them have a tooth missing. You know, what's the big deal?
Let them have their back fat.
They don't need to have veneers in the first grade,
Exactly.
Hey, Mom and Dad, why don't you put your little pig on a treadmill?
Stop. The kid is 6 years old, dude.
Stop giving him every Snickers that he asks for.
The kid is 6 years old.
Just saying.
14 out of 15 kids, she said. 14 out of 15.
The Burt Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.